This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, into the 9 o'clock hour we go. We are live at NRG Stadium. We're inside NRG Stadium. The team is across the street. We're live inside NRG Stadium. We'll be over there.
We're the earliest arriving fans that C.J. Stroud has always wanted and desired.
Yeah,
yes, we're up here ready to go.
That's us.
And then somebody comes in and tells us, the guy's practice is outside. Oh.
Okay.
In the wrong spot.
Can you give us some binoculars,
maybe? Like the multiple times that I've showed up at the airport on the wrong day.
It happens.
That's the life of Seth.
When you do that, is it typically the day before you're supposed to show up or the day after?
I haven't done it in a long time. But
I would imagine if it was the day.
It was the day before.
It's always the day before.
Yeah.
You'd know if it was a day late.
You've gotten phone calls.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, I only check my voicemail about once a month, too. So, yeah. I'll tell you what. By and large, this was before the days of texting. This was back when, honestly, I was probably walking around with a concussion most of the time.
Yeah, that's fair.
An undiagnosed concussion.
Yep.
And my wife would wake up in the morning after I'd left for the stadium already.
Yep.
And the cereal would be in the refrigerator. The milk would be on the stove. And my underwear would be in the garbage. It was only one of those
flying
three,
as a flag.
Only one of those three
porch.
Things was appropriate. Because I pooped my pants at night because I had an undiagnosed concussion.
Concussion, yeah. It's all tied together. Yes. All right. Let's get to Nick Caley, offensive coordinator for the Texans. The coordinators met with the media yesterday. Nick Caley spent the first game up in the booth calling the plays. This is his first time as an offensive coordinator, so he's still kind of figuring out exactly what he wants to do on game day. He's going to be down on the field for this game on Saturday. Here's Nick Caley on the pros and cons of each approach for him trying to call plays.
Yeah, I've done both. As a position coach, as a non-coordinator, obviously, the last eight I've been on the field. Starting back, you know, when I was coaching on defense, most of my time was probably split, but I think this is the time to do it. I think there's advantages, you know, to both, and I think this is the time to, you know, to experiment and get a flow for it and the communication through the staff and everything else. So I'm going to do it this week and make an assessment after that. I'm comfortable in either situation. Just want to see what works best for us.
I think the big thing with Caley is he spent time doing both, and from being up in the booth, I mean, the biggest thing is that you see so much more, and especially when it comes to what they're doing in the secondary, how they're aligned pre-snap, where they are with all the markings on the field. There's just only so much you can tell at ground level.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's times when you're watching from the ground level, you go to a college game or something and you get field passes. It's the worst seat in the house.
You don't realize how chaotic it is.
You end up watching the board a lot, trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
I prefer my coordinators to be up in the booth. I understand the ability to speak face to face really matters, and sometimes you can communicate that much better that way. I tend to prefer guys being in the booth. I get why some guys feel like they're more effective on the ground, but I think I'm a booth guy.
Well, and I think, you know, I think CJ's going to have Gerard. I would assume Gerard Johnson will be down there
yeah.
if Nick Caley's up in the booth, so you got that. I would 100% prefer being up where we are. And the fact that you and I are talking about this topic while sitting on the 50-yard line in the booth next to where the coaches call the plays probably contributes a bit to my opinion right now.
I think there's sometimes it depends on how fiery is a guy's personality. And sometimes I think the guys with the fieriest personalities,
better off being upstairs.
I think they were like, Bill O'Brien might have been a better head football coach if he had done
from
it.
From the booth?
Yes.
From
I'm serious.
House.
There's times where, man, you get so wrapped up in emotion and then you want to tear into Tom Brady for whatever. Like, yeah, sometimes you might actually be better off. That fiery personality, more times than not, is actually doing you more harm in the middle of a game.
Yes.
All these coaches, Sean, I was thinking about this the other day. They've got these fantasies. They're military officers and commanders. But the problem is they've never advanced in their education about the way the military operates.
Right.
They've never advanced beyond knowing what a drill sergeant is. They don't know the difference between a drill sergeant and an actual commander in a battle situation.
Right.
They operate very differently. Okay.
Yes.
The drill sergeant is there to do one specific thing, and it's to just
scream
screw
at people.
People's brains and ego and everything else, tear everything down. Like most military commanders talk about the importance of keeping your heart rate low and staying calm, cool, and collected.
Man.
You have to be very, very, very careful
manner.
About how often you lose your temper.
Yep.
But these wannabe generals think that flipping out all the time is what makes a good leader in the military.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. Nick Caley.
During game day, especially.
Yeah.
Your personality on the practice field is whatever.
No, but you got to keep even keeled. So they're trying to put together, not sure if you've heard, they're trying to put together an offensive line here in Houston.
It'll all work out.
It'll be fine.
What's the worst that could happen?
Nick Caley, obviously, as the offensive coordinator, that's part of his task. Cole Popovich coaching that group. They've got to figure out who the starting five is going to be. How close are we to getting a starting five on the offensive line?
Yeah, I think we're working towards that every day. I think it's a good problem to have in the sense that it's a highly competitive group, and they've shown progress across the board. So Cole and Zach have done an outstanding job with those guys. The players have worked their asses off, and I think that it's a testament to them. So we're going to continue to see who the five most consistent guys are, and when we see a clear separation in that, we'll make a decision on that at the appropriate time.
The biggest wrinkle in this right now is the Cam Robinson injury.
Yeah.
Because he's out there in street clothes. I haven't noticed whether or not he's working out off to the side. I would assume he is, but the behavior of the team, and it seems to be that this is not a serious injury, but it is something that's keeping him from getting prepared for the upcoming season. And it's complicated by the fact that the group that they've had out there with Ariante Ayersri at left tackle and Titus Howard at right tackle might be their best group. That might be the best five that they have.
I think that when they drafted Ariante Ayersri, you look at it and you think you might be tempted to think, okay, you got a good situation here because you don't know how Ariante Ayersri is going to develop as a rookie,
right,
or if he's ever, at the time when you draft him, you never know if a guy's going to be good at all. But you've got a veteran that can be there at left tackle while you allow Ariante Ayersri time to develop. I think Ariante Ayersri may have I think he might be further along than maybe the average offensive tackle, second round offensive tackle right now.
Yeah.
And they're waiting to see exactly how he fares over these next couple of weeks. So these joint practice, they're not facing great pass rushers today, but they want to see how he can develop. So I think it's more about Ariante Ayersri right now than it is Cam Robinson.
Yeah.
And that if Ariante Ayersri continues to develop and they feel pretty good about him, they wouldn't mind starting him at left tackle. Ed Ingram is the other guy that might have all the other dominoes fall a certain way. So Ed Ingram, the right guard, has been a starter before, but he got benched last year midway through the season in Minnesota. If they feel, and Ed Ingram played well the other night, if they feel good and solid about Ed Ingram, then it becomes really easy to just say, okay, we put Titus Howard at right tackle, and then we have Ariante Ayersri start at left tackle, or maybe Ariante Ayersri doesn't start off the season as the starter, but there's a real good chance that he works his way into it.
I have a lot of people ask me, like, okay, who are the favorites right now to start on the offensive line? And if I had to, this is just totally my opinion, and based on combinations they put out there, the frequency of combinations, because as you pointed out on social media, don't read a ton into who's playing here and who's playing there
yet. Just don't overreact to like day by day changes.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of monitoring who's with the ones and who's with the twos over the course of training camp does tell you some things.
Yeah.
But they do they try different combinations out. They want to see different things on a day by day basis. It doesn't always mean that a guy's been downgraded because one day he's working with the twos instead of the ones.
Yeah, so I'm factoring all that in when I say this, which is if I had to handicap this thing right now, just observing, I think it's a lock that Tytus Howard and Arriante Arcery are starting somewhere on this offensive line.
Okay.
Cam Robinson's health may dictate if it's Arcery at right tackle, Robinson at left tackle, and Tytus Howard at right guard, which I think would be the combination if Robinson were healthy and were deemed deserving of playing at left tackle. So I think it's a lock that those two start. The question is what position. So the other positions out there, I guess, would be left guard. Left guard and center are the only two positions that aren't impacted by that ripple effect I just illustrated right there. I would say right now that I would handicap it Jake Andrews with a 65% chance of starting at center for this team.
Yeah.
Based on how often he's been with the first string, including the game last week against the Vikings. And I would put Laken Tomlinson at probably 85% for left guard right now.
Oh, just only 85%?
They had Ed Ingram playing a little bit of left guard with the ones.
Oh, so if they had Tytus at right guard.
They have mixed other guys in there with the ones a little bit.
I think that part of that might be that Laken Tomlinson is an 11-year vet, too.
And they may have been resting him that day.
Yeah, giving him modified rest days.
I can see that.
I'm putting Laken Tomlinson at 95% left guard.
Okay. I asked him off the air yesterday. Like I said, hey, off the record, do you know if you're going to be what's going to be going on Saturday? He wouldn't give it up.
I think probably a good move by Laken Tomlinson.
Yeah. Can you imagine if I said off the record I asked him and here's what he said?
When I was mentioning the Panthers pass rushers earlier, a bunch of Aggies probably got mad because Nick Scorton, the second rounder, outside linebacker, He had a good game in their first preseason game. So he's somebody to watch today when you look at Arriante Arcery going. Yeah, the Panthers. Sorry,
yep.
The Panthers have their second round outside linebacker. He had a good game, and I think they like him. They're high on him. So you'll probably see some Arcery versus Scorton.
That's fun. Yeah, that is fun.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here's one more from Kaylee. Where have you seen progress on the offensive line?
Yeah, I mean, I think it all starts up front, you know, and I've said that. It's not cliche. It's what I believe in. I think you got to be physical. You have to establish the line of scrimmage. And that's in the run game. That's being coordinated in protections. That's not having free runners at the quarterback. That's knowing where we're working to. That's getting a hat on a hat in the run game, whether that's zone schemes or gap double teams. And I think as long as you can start there, and you're tough and physical, you can stay on schedule and you can move forward. And not to oversimplify things, but if you do it the other way, like I don't believe that that's the right way to go about things. So we're far from where we need to be, but we're making progress and we're seeing improvement. And we just have to keep continuing to do that every single day here.
there's value in sometimes just being a speed bump as an offensive lineman or a tight end, especially.
Yeah.
What did George Kittle call it? George Kittle called pass blocking as a tight end is the art of getting your butt kicked slowly. Like, instead of getting your butt kicked quickly, get your butt kicked slowly and be a speed bump. And
an extra second makes the difference sometimes.
I got weirdly encouraged in the preseason game the other night when I would see breakdowns in the pass protection. I would get encouraged by the fact that usually it was because one guy was getting his butt kicked.
Yeah.
Like, which is, you can work with that, especially because a lot of those are guys that might not make the team or are backups or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You can work with that. What you can't work with is when you've got an all-pro left tackle who is blocking a defensive tackle at the same time as a running back who's blocking a defensive tackle, and the edge rusher is running free to the quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we saw at times last year. And I'm not even saying that doesn't mean that was a mental error by Laremy Tunsil, but it was certainly a miscommunication or some kind of confusion between the running back and Laremy Tunsil. We just had too much evidence of that last year, and you can't compete that way because it's a tackle for a loss, it's a sack, it's whatever it might be. One of the things I was encouraged about as well in the game on a very positive side was with that first unit when defensive linemen were slanting into gaps. Last year, that's where the offensive linemen in the run game especially looked completely had a loss for answers as to how to handle it. They handled it pretty well. You know, and Ariante Urusi was one of them. The guy slanting in front of me just washes him down the line. That was the kind of simple stuff that really put the Texans' offensive line into fits last year. So far, it feels like a cleaner operation.
Yep. Last one here from Nick Caley, who met with the media yesterday. And this will be one of the more interesting players, I think, both out here at the joint practice and on Saturday, because he has not gotten a lot of runs so far in training camp. He was on the PUP list, but he is getting mixed back in now with the team, is Damian Pierce. And he's in a room where it's a crowded room right now,
yeah,
at running back room. Here is Nick Caley on what are you looking for in Damian Pierce.
Yeah, the expectation is just to be the best version of himself. He's a physical, violent runner on contact. I've had an appreciation for him since he came out of college. So, you know, not to press, not to do anything outside of just being the best that you can be, taking care of the football, pressing your tracks, knowing who you have in blitz pickup, and starting from there. Because, I mean, he's shown what he can do when he gets opportunities to go out there and compete. So I'm excited to get him back out there.
Maybe I'm misremembering this, but I seem to remember at one point, if there had been talk of moving Damian over the last couple of years, that one of the teams that really liked him coming out of Florida was the Rams. I seem to remember. I don't know if I'm misremembering that. I thought I'd read that somewhere.
You might have had a conversation with me about somebody.
Okay,
that, yeah,
okay.
That's So I think that there's there's a lot.
I walk around concussed all the time.
Yeah, no. There's a lot of teams that like Damian Pierce still, and they're intrigued by him.
Yeah.
I think the thing that makes me uncomfortable, even if you told me, hey, Damian Pierce is going to look just like rookie year Damian Pierce till his last few games that rookie year and he got injured. The thing that makes me nervous about the entire running back situation right now is that if you're going to put your depth chart as Joe Mixon, Nick Chubb, Damian Pierce, we've got serious injury concerns with all those guys because Damian Pierce has been injured so far in training camp, and he's had injuries every year he's been in the NFL.
He's missed games
without getting nearly as heavy a workload these last couple of years than he did in the first year. So with Joe Mixon's injury and all the mystery surrounding that, Nick Chubb, and we're not exactly sure who he is or what he is athletically as a running back right now, and then Damian Pierce's injury, even if all of a sudden those guys are 100% healthy today, I'm still kind of nervous about what it looks like during the season.
I have no idea what's going to happen with the wide receiver room and the running back room. There's too many guys in both of those rooms right now. Like, somebody who's done some things for this team or done some things in the league is going to get cut.
This is where that super special IR might come in handy a little bit, because this year the wide receivers room is jam-packed again already, where it's really hard to predict who the final guys are going to be. But I think the running back room feels that same way, almost out of necessity. And it's that you got guys that you like and you feel good about. Ogumba Wale, they just absolutely love because he'll do whatever you ask him to do, and he knows what he's doing. He's a jack of all trades that can actually competently perform the tasks.
Yeah.
As opposed to the Bill O'Brien version of Jack of all trades, which is, I'm going to have this carpenter perform brain surgery today.
Yeah.
We'll just give him some notes and we'll see what can happen. Yeah.
Gumbawala is making the team.
Yeah.
I think.
So, but that's in your running backs room. You've got, they love British Brooks, yet at the same time, you've got Jakob Johnson, who can be a tight end slash fullback. And, you know, British Brooks is probably more of a running back slash fullback. But there's only so many numbers and places to put these guys.
Well, and your tight end room took a hit, too. You know, like
that's where Jakob Johnson can, if you're looking at him as a part-time tight end.
Yeah, slides into Brevin's
spot.
I
hate it when teams think that they can just take a tight end and make him a fullback. Mm-hmm. Because it's just, the body type usually isn't right. The actual, like, the mindset, everything.
Mindset.
It makes it hard for tight ends to be adequate fullbacks.
Yep.
I like fullbacks who can play tight end more than I like tight ends who can be, especially when it's your third tight end.
Sure.
It's one thing if you had told me I'm going to take this fullback and make him a tight end and he's your number one tight end, I get nervous. But when it's your number third three, tight end, yeah, that gives you a lot of versatility.
Yep. All right, Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you. We're live at NRG Stadium. Practice underway across the street. Over at the Methodist Training Center. We will be over there at 10 o'clock today when we hand things off to In the Loop. Hey, I had a conversation with Texans guard, speaking of the offensive line, Lakin Tomlinson after practice yesterday. Talked to him about where things are at in that room. How's he acclimating to Houston? He confirmed a few things about Jamaica for me as well. We'll have that all for you.
He was like your almanac.
He was a little bit. He's my Google. We'll have that for you coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.